Everything worthwhile is uphill. Life is difficult. It really is. What makes life difficult for a lot of people is they don't think life should be difficult. And so therefore, they're looking for a quick way, a quick answer, an easy way. There are none. And to go uphill, you have to be intentional. No one ever wrote a book on accidental achievements.
Sooner or later, you got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else. You clap for everybody else. You support everybody else. You're baking cakes and making cookies for everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you.
Stop complaining about the results you didn't get from the work you didn't put in. The only way to become more successful than most people is to be willing to do something most people aren't willing to do.
If there's something inside of you that you don't like, a behavior, an emotion, a thought, it's not you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a pattern. And we can develop patterns and do them so often that we think we're our patterns. It's just a habit of thinking, a habit of emotion.
And the majority of the fears that we have are not life or death fears. Not those kind of fears. But through our imagination, we blow them out of proportion and we give them more power than they actually have or deserve, and we permit them to govern our lives. We permit them to determine how far we can stretch out on our dreams and discovering our stuff.
You can overcome anything except your own death. Anything else will pass. And when you're in the middle of it, it sometimes seems like it won't pass, like your life is over. You can only see according to your perception of things. So unless you make a change inside, new opportunities will never come to you. So when you make a mistake, you have to have faith that there's always a way out.
You're going to work as hard as humanly possible. Blood, sweat, and tears. And nothing's going to happen. And the hardest part is knowing that you're going to have to show up tomorrow and do it all over again. But that is the process. That pursuit of maybe today will be the day. Showing up, not knowing when the final destination is going to arrive. Showing up regardless is what makes a champion.
It's not how you achieve your dreams, it's how you lead your life and the direction and the routine that you set and how focused you are on the little things. That's how you achieve everything. You don't focus on the big goal at the end and have all this hope and desire. Like, oh, all that's good. Everybody has that. But it's the ones that strategically put it in place every single day that really figure that out.
You have to dance beautifully in the box that you are comfortable dancing in. Your box is different than mine. Everybody has their own. It's your job to try to perfect it and make it as beautiful of a canvas as you can make it. And if you have done that, then you have lived a successful life. You have lived with Mamba mentality.
Look into the past and realize how much progress you've made, how much better you are today than you were before, and let that progress fuel you to continue working towards becoming the next version of yourself. Brother, it's the fucking journey of life. The journey, the process is the prize. Mm-hmm. The prize isn't the destination, it's the process, it's who you become.
No one is ever inspired by a movie where the hero didn't have to overcome some great challenge after being brought to their knees, only to come back and claim the title. What makes you think that your life should be any different? That's the excitement of life, facing challenge and overcoming it. And in the process, discovering that there's so much more to you than you once believed.
Life will test you. It's great to have a dream. It's great to have a goal. It's great to have a vision. But in your journey, on your way to the top, life will test you. life really wants to weed out the people who don't truly want it, who aren't really willing to go through anything. You may say you're willing to go through anything, but life will make sure that you're willing to go through anything.
Understand that you're just in a season and that you're going to go through many more. And if it's bad now, it'll be worse later on your way to greener pastures, man. And so if you just understand that it's only for a period of time, and then if you keep punching long enough that you'll come out on top, I don't think there's anything in the world that any individual can't do if they simply stick to the same fight, know that they're in a season, and relentlessly refuse to do anything other than succeed. And I genuinely believe that.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. Go all the way. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, or how much you really want to do it.
This episode is sponsored by I Have ADHD Podcast. If you have ADHD, or you suspect you might, check out the I Have ADHD Podcast. It's the place where adults with ADHD find research-based information, validation, and TON support. You'll hear detailed descriptions of what it means to have ADHD and enjoy interviews with the foremost experts in the industry so that you don't have to read those ADHD books that are collecting dust on your shelf. Listen to the I Have ADHD podcast and learn how ADHD affects every aspect of your life, from the boardroom to the bedroom. And if you decide to join the ADHD coaching program, Focused, make sure to use code MOTIVATION for $50 off. Trust me, you're getting the best ADHD expert, Kristen Carter. She's an internationally recognized mindset coach for adults with ADHD. So you know, you're in good hands as a Daily Motivations listener when you use code MOTIVATION for $50 off. Their link is in the show note below.
Most people know what they need to do, but very few actually do it. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to get better and way less time actually doing the work. It all comes down to how much you want it. Most people know what they want, but very few people want it bad enough to actually do something about it. So on the days where you don't feel like showing up, are you the kind of person to push past and keep going, or are you the one looking for an excuse to take a break?
And the last thing I think about is, like, why not? Like, why not you? Like, why can't you achieve all the things that are in your heart and your mind? Why can't you, you know, break that generational curse? Why can't you get up and start taking those steps? You know what I mean? Why? Like, what's stopping me? And when you really get to the root of what's stopping you, the only thing that is truly stopping you is you, you know? And you have the power to take that stand and to put one foot in front of the other, take it day by day, step by step, and become the person that God made you to be.
You're not what your parents tell you you are. You're not what your friends tell you you are. In fact, you're not even what you tell yourself you are, because you don't even truly understand your limitless potential. So when you live in a situation where you're limited by the opinions and the insecurities and the projections of other people, what you're doing is you're limiting your potential and your growth for self-development. And the first part is understanding that you can become whoever you want to become.
A mystery to yourself. You don't know who you are. You have patterns of behavior and you're not even understanding that. You don't know why you're angry. You think you're angry because that person said something mean to you or did something wrong. But in fact, your anger probably stems from things from deep, deep within, from your childhood. And you're not reacting to that person, but to actually your parents and what they didn't give you. The origin of wisdom, according to the Greeks, was know thyself. And I believe that very firmly, that knowledge about who you are is an end in itself and will help you in so many ways become that human being that I think we all have the potential to become.
All the things that you aren't willing to give up for the dreams that you have, and that is what the person who will beat you is willing to give up.
You might slip and fall in the process of trying to achieve your goals, but you need to remember that it's all part of the journey.
You see, many people say they want to be great, but they're not willing to pay the price.
of greatness.
Are you willing to do what most people are not willing to do? Are you willing to put in the work even on holidays? Are you willing to work to perfect your craft even on weekends? Are you willing to study and get better and grow even on the nights you're invited to those parties? Are you willing to pay the price of greatness? Are you willing to pay that entry fee, the cost at the door of what it takes to be great? You don't just stumble upon greatness. You pay the price day by day, moment by moment.
Winning didn't know my name. Winning doesn't know who the hell you are. You know, winning keeps his hands in his pocket. It's going to keep its hands in his pocket. You know why? Because it doesn't want to point to anybody who isn't worthy. In order to see winning in all its glory, it wants to see you suffer. It wants to know what you're made of.
You stay in environments where people don't recognize the value of you, you will shrink your gift to the size of what they can stand. And that's what causes anxiety and depression and stress, because you have had to shrink into a form where people can tolerate you.
I don't wait for the perfect moment. Usually the perfect moment is now. The right time to tell somebody that you love them when you feel it, is right now. The right time to make that contact, right now. So I want to challenge you today. That call you need to make, make it now. That email you need to send, send it now. That chapter you need to write, that copy, that funnel, do it now. I love knocking things off the list because that creates momentum. And the more you do this, ironically, you will develop confidence in yourself to be able to attack things in the moment.
Not just about you. It's not just about whatever you're going to get. It's about the example that you're setting for every single person around you. It's the example in your household. It's the example in your neighborhood. It's the example in your community. And if we all took that seriously, the world wouldn't look the way that it looks. You have an obligation to extract the potential that is within you. You are given gifts. You are given a purpose. You may not know what they are yet, but it is your duty to figure out what they are. It is your duty to become the best possible version of yourself.
And you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real.
Okay, each and every day I'm just going to try to progress little by little. I'm going to try to take small steps each and every day. Understanding that every day is not going to be perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to have days where I mess up, but that's okay because we're focused on the progress. We're not focused on trying to be perfect. And when you focus on the progress, that means even through mistakes, you're looking for the lessons and the ways that you can grow and progress through the mistakes.
The important thing is that you just keep climbing. Even when you do slide back, you're never at the bottom. Because you're always higher up than when you started.
We're all participating in this thing called life. All of us. Life has ebb and flows. Mountaintops, it's got valleys, it's got thunderstorms in it, earthquakes. This life, stop expecting it to go smooth, because it ain't finna go smooth. The road to success is always under construction. This life ain't set up to be smooth.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
I get it. You don't feel like it. You don't know if it's worth it. And you know that if you do it today, you still have to do it tomorrow. And you still have to do it every day after that. It's overwhelming, I know. But every day that you do it, you get a little bit closer to the place that you actually want to be. You get closer to the person you actually want to be.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working. Everybody else that has to try and step out into this new life faces this same thing too. Every single person does. That's why most people don't do it. This is what hard feels like, and this is why most people don't win. So continuing to push through and almost seeing that level of discomfort as a signal, it's like a way marker that's been planted in the ground. Because if it was all just super easy, well, how are you going to get anything different to what everybody else has got if you do the same thing that everybody else does?
Do you know what it takes to be a champion? Working hard every single day without the promise that your hard work will actually pay off, with the only guarantee being sweat and exhaustion. Here's something more: that goal you're chasing after doesn't favor you over anyone else. That's why you need to pay attention to the process rather than the product. Who is this champion that's being built?
That it's possible. If you tell yourself enough times that it's possible, it can be possible. But imagine every single day, instead of saying, oh, my day sucks, instead of getting up and being like, oh, life is terrible, imagine your entire mindset was just like, it's possible to get to that next level. It's possible to be great. It's possible to be more healthy. In your entire perspective on life, your worldview is positive. Even if you had to lie yourself into believing that.
You can be fearful, you can't be afraid. The coward and the hero feel the same exact emotion when confronted with a situation. It's just, how do you act in response to the fear? The coward is like, ah, fuck this, run. The hero is like, okay, I see you. I know you're there. Here's how I'm gonna handle this.
You know, the fact that life is short and can be brutal, can terrify you into hiding and avoiding. But it can also, you can flip that on its head and understand that since you're all in anyways, you might as well take the risks that are adventurous.
When you were born, you are a phenomenon. You are unique. Your DNA has never occurred in the history of the universe, going back billions of years. It will never occur in the future. Your life experience with your parents and everything that you experience in your early years going on up is unique. It's yours. You're one of a kind, right? So that is your source of power. To waste that is just the worst thing you can do in your life. And what the power is finding that uniqueness. What makes you you, and how you can mine that, and how you can go deep into it and use that.
So many people die with untapped potential because they think that someone else is better than them. And they were born, you know, not with the greatest tools. You don't need shit. You need the ability to grind your ass into a fine fucking powder. And when you're in that fine powder, find a way to build that motherfucker back up repeatedly. And it's possible.
If you hide and you don't let what's inside of you out, and you don't bring into the world what you could bring, and you become cynical and bitter, you will start doing very dark things. Not only will you not add to the world what you could add, but you'll start being jealous of people who are competent and doing well and work to destroy them. That's the pathway to hell.
Success is the ability to go from failure to failure to failure without a loss of enthusiasm. But that's going to be up to you, because there's not going to be anybody there to encourage you, to coach you, to push you on. You have to do it yourself.
People don't burn out because of what they do. People burn out because life makes them forget why they do it. Like the passion that they first had when they said, man, I'm with you. I'm gonna give you everything I got, whether that be sports, whether that be business, whether that be a family. I just want people to never allow life to make them forget why they do what they do. Right? To never allow life to rob you of your passion. To never allow life to rob you of your joy, your peace, your happiness.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You always, that thing, man, that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase.
Who is this champion with nothing more than a burning desire in their heart to prove to no one other than themselves, I have what it takes? And if you're sitting there wondering, am I that champion? Let me put it this way. You decided to listen to motivational audios rather than music. You decided to listen to motivational audios rather than mindless background noise. Whether you're in the gym, on the bus, just waking up, or lying on your bed, getting your thoughts together, you made the choice to pick something that would keep you in the fight. These are the receipts you need to remember because they will remind you of who you truly are, a champion.
The only way to live is know you're going to die. If you're afraid to die, you'll never be able to live.
The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Go for the discipline because it weighs ounces. The regret weighs tons because it can accumulate.
Proud of how you've been showing up lately. There's a lot on your plate, no doubt. And it might feel like you're falling behind, but you're not. You're overcoming stressful situations. You're fighting for your mental health. You're doing your best. The only thing you're falling behind on is giving yourself the credit you deserve. Because at any given moment, you're doing way better than your inner critic would like to admit.
You have a plan and you have a process. When opposition, adversity, challenges, uncertainty pops up, the problem doesn't look as big. The adversity doesn't look as big. The challenges don't look as big when you got a plan and a process in place. Now, when you don't got a plan and a process in place, adversity and opposition shows up, uncertainty shows up, problems look real big.
Yeah.
Adversity looks real big. You forget about the sacrifice. You forget about the long hours. You forget about the vision. You forget about the mission because you don't have a plan or process. Right? The process makes you stick to whatever it is that you're doing.
How bad do you want it? We all know when we're relaxed, exactly the person we want to become. The question is, do we believe we can become it? Without that belief, every journey will run into a debate. That debate is when pain starts to fill the body. You weigh the temporary pain versus a lifetime of pride.
Champions find a way to make it happen, no matter how long it takes. They find a way. Champions find a way to get through their nerves. So don't be ashamed to say you're nervous, but find a way to get over it.
Passion and a drive has to be followed by an action. That's the hardest part. People don't want to have that action. Dreams want to live just like everybody else. And if you don't bring them to life, somebody else will. And you're going to be sitting there back thinking, man, I could have, I should have, I would have. Boy, you had your chance. You got to deliver. You got to have action. You got to deliver.
Ever tried, ever failed, no matter, try again. Fail again. Fail better. The world is yours.
You could either do the work today to become your highest version tomorrow, or tomorrow you can feel a lifelong of regret. That's a given. The people who know that they were meant for more and didn't go for more end up with a lifelong state of regret. And the reason for that is because they didn't want to hurt the people around them, didn't want to hurt family members, but instead they gave in to the life of average just so they can blend in and not stand out. And years later, they regret not doing the things that they could have done to become a winner.
We often don't realize we're in control. We're in control of our own lives, and we can make different choices. And if the things in our life are not bringing us joy and happiness, if our career that we've devoted all of our lives to isn't bringing us joy, we can change them. If we decide our relationship is not the right relationship, we don't have to suffer in that relationship.
Stay in your comfort zone. That's where you will fail.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
Ask yourself, what do you really want? What do you really want? I mean, down inside, if you could have anything you want, what do you really want? Let your mind take off. You're a creative being. There's nothing on the planet that's like you.
Give me evidence that you're not qualified to go get that. Give me evidence that you're not qualified for a great life. You have none. You are ultra qualified. No one can tell us what we're capable of except us. And when we believe these truths, it's over. You're unkillable.
You have the ability to take a sledgehammer to anything in your life and remake it. Life is clay. So long as you realize that you can mold it and shape it and change it to do what you want to do.
If you knew what you were doing, then you would be stagnating because you'd be doing nothing new. And so if you're going to do something new, then that is what would be the catalyst for growth. And so you can't want to grow and also want to know everything you're doing at the same time. It's like the two beliefs contradict one another. And so I think that's a lot of the discontent that people suffer from is they want two things that are polar opposites. They want the really strong character. They want the easy life. Like, one is the price of the other. You don't want hardship. Hardship creates growth. And so they want both, and you can't.
If you got something that you want, what is stopping you from getting it? An awakening that you should have, kind of a self-reflective awakening where you can actually understand the fact that, you know, you're not just floating through space in your life. Oh man, you gotta realize that you're in complete control, right? You're behind the wheel every day.
Life is filled with cracks. Cracks are tragedies, our setbacks, our challenges. But it's through the cracks that the light gets in. So the truth is, we have to look at pain and suffering not as something we invite and welcome, but if it does come our way, you have to see it as the ability for a new birthing, for like a paradigm shift. And all paradigm shifts happen through some disruption.
You go higher, you go even more alone. Because nobody is willing anymore to invest their energy in going higher, because it's becoming more difficult.
People don't realize is that when you walk through your journey of life, it's education. The world is your teacher. But the thing is, not all of us have the courage to live this life because we're afraid of failures. We're afraid of mistakes. We're afraid of hardships because that's survival mindset. But what if I were to tell you to place it all on the line, bet it all, over your own existence, to live your truth? Because through my struggles, I found my truth.
The actions that you take, the choices that you make, the decisions that you make, determine who you are.
We're the ones who get to die. We're the lucky ones. You only get to die for having lived. Most people who could ever exist will never
even be born.
You won the lottery. Most people will never even know there was a lottery.
I just don't get the mentality of being head down sad. Please, take a step back and think about how awesome it actually is. And then recognize that you can attack the world in a totally different way because you were lucky enough to be born during this era.
Life is not going to get easier. It's just that your mind and your body become more resistant, more strong. Same situation, more relaxed. Why? Because you finally start to find a solution that is within your reach, within your hands.
Life. Life is like a puzzle. Life is like pieces of things that go through your life. Images that are small fragments if someone sees them individually. But for you, you realize they're part of a bigger picture. If people knew all the things that you had survived so far, things that you've been through, if they only saw the big picture of your life, instead of hating on you, instead of dismissing you or disrespecting you, they would stand and give a standing ovation that you could even stand after all you've been through. But the reason why you survived is because there's something inside of you that is being transformed so that everyone else can see that every caterpillar can become a butterfly. But you got to come out of cocoon.
Each and every one of you got a vision, man. And you know it. A vision to do more, be more. And as I said earlier, your next level might not be upward, but inward. That vision has been given to you. But a lot of us, we discredit ourselves so much of the not enoughs. I'm not enough for this. I'm not enough for that. Congratulations. Maybe you're not supposed to be enough for certain things because certain things aren't enough for you. Maybe you're not supposed to be enough for that job because there's a job greater for you. Maybe some doors have to close in your life so you can walk through the better doors that are meant for your life. Maybe sometimes you gotta get some no's that don't make no sense to walk into your yes. I've learned this in life. Rejection is the ultimate protection. Rejection is just redirection for what God has for your life. You are a choice away from a new beginning and a commitment away from a new life.
If you're an underdog, man, the beauty of being someone who has to go through struggle, the beauty, because you get that. If there's no struggle, then it's nothing. There's no journey.
Life is, if you're growing and you're talented and you're gifted, like your talent, your skill can get you out of certain problems, right? And then you get to a certain point in life, you hit a certain level of adversity and opposition, and your advantage becomes your disadvantage. And if you ain't built right, if you ain't cut right, it's gonna annihilate you.
Everything can become possible if you find the way to translate what is in the mind into action, because this transformation makes things come to earth.
You gotta come out of hiding, you gotta come out of being silent, you gotta stop being on mute, you gotta open up your mouth and let out a loud sound that says, I am still here, I am still standing in spite of what I've gone through. You see, you can be in spite or you can live with spite. When you live with spite and anger and frustration about the things that have been done to you, you miss out on all the beautiful blessings of the lessons that were taught to you. If you don't have any adversity, then you will have no story.
Fear limits you, but every day, just push it a little farther.
A choice away from a new beginning and a commitment away from a new life.
Loser could keep on going if he continues to win. A champion is the person who gets spit on, flicked off, pushed down, said they don't belong here, but yet they rise. A champion keeps a promise to the one they love the most. A champion doesn't allow the conditions or circumstances to influence. They influence the person they wish to be by the actions they take every day. A champion lives by a powerful code.
The
this is the beginning of a new day. You have been given this day to use as you will. You can waste it or use it for good. What you do today is important because you are exchanging a day of your life for. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever. In its place is something that you have left behind. Let it be something good.
You know, where you're going, right? Where you're destined to go, it's not supposed to feel good all the time. It's not supposed to be easy. You know, so when you're going through seasons of discomfort, seasons of feeling overwhelmed, feeling pulled in a lot of different directions, understand that it's a part of you getting to the place that you want to be, you getting to the best version of yourself. It's all playing a role.
If you win enough days, you win the week. If you win enough weeks, you win the month. If you win enough months, you win the year. And if you win enough years, you win life. And it's that simple, all right? There's no magic outside of that.
There's a saying, there's a quote that I really believe in, that when the pain of the current reality becomes greater than the fear of change, that's when we change. So like when you become, when the pain becomes so intense that it's greater than the fear that you have of the unknown, then you'll go into the unknown.
Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose. You would rather find purpose than a job or career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you.
Challenges come so we can grow and be prepared for things that we're not equipped to handle in the moment. When we face our challenges with faith, prepared to learn, willing to make changes, and if necessary to let go, we're demanding that our power be turned on.
If you're scared, good. Do it scared. When anyone is pursuing something new and it terrifies you, that just lets you know that it's valuable and potentially world-changing. If it doesn't scare you, it's not big enough. If people don't doubt you, it's not big enough. If you don't contemplate quitting, your vision is not big enough. Everyone goes through these things, but the ones that push through are the ones who succeed.
You know, there's something powerful that once you just sort of embrace the fact that in order to achieve something big, you've got to get rid of these distractions, you're probably going to have some suffering to get there or some sacrifice to get there. Suffering and sacrifice and hard work is an indication of progress towards our dreams. The lack of sacrifice, the lack of suffering in our lives, its removal, its non-existence also equates to a non-existence of a great life. A non-existence of a dream happening. When we're suffering and sacrificing, we wonder whether it's worth it. We wonder whether we're supposed to. We wonder whether sacrifice or setbacks or suffering is a sign it's not our real dream. And so just remember this, you're supposed to suffer and sacrifice.
Hear me, it's not what you're capable of, it's what you're willing to do. It's not what you're capable of, it's what you're willing to do. I know plenty of people that are capable. I know fewer people that are willing.
If I want to be good, I gotta wake up in the morning, I gotta do the extra work, and I gotta show up when other guys aren't, and I've gotta learn, I've gotta continue to be open to learning, but I had to take it to a new level that the other guys wouldn't. Whatever they ask me to do, that's what I'm gonna do, to the best of my abilities. I'm gonna go out there and compete as hard as I can, and I'm gonna treat practice like a game. I'm gonna work hard in the weight room, I'm gonna work hard in the film room, I'm going to work hard to be a good student.
We're all going to have to face the consequences of our decisions at some point in our life. You can scroll social media and play video games and pretend that reality doesn't exist. But the reality is, a moment is coming where you have to face your decisions. Were you the person that you wanted to be? Did you live the life that you wanted to live? With all the distractions in the world, it's real easy to pretend that moment isn't coming. But the truth is, it's coming and you don't know when. And that is why you have to live your life in such a way that if that moment arrived tomorrow, you would be happy with how you lived your life today.
People will not understand your obsession, your drive, and your determination. Success is a lonely journey. That's just the reality. And most people are not gonna understand why you're so driven, why you're so obsessed. And if you try and make them understand, you're gonna end up frustrated. The best advice I can tell you is, go on the journey by yourself.
Your attitude's your greatest characteristic. You don't control innate intelligence, your size, or your God-given talents. What you do control is your attitude. We can all have a positive attitude. It's a choice we make every day. It gives us the courage to never fear failure.
I think the definition of greatness is to inspire the people next to you. Yeah, I think that's what greatness is or should be. It's not something that lives and dies with one person. It's how can you inspire a person to then in turn inspire another person that then inspires another person. And that's how you create something that I think lasts forever.
I love the quote that says, I don't fear success. I fear succeeding at something that doesn't matter.
People want to find their passion, but you don't find it, you create it. And you create it by getting good at something. And to get good at stuff, you start by doing something you suck at. Then you get good. Then you like it. Then people ask how you found your passion. Answer, by starting when you sucked and not giving up.
Everything that you want is on the other side of hard. I just think about stacking days. Just keep stacking days. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change.
It's possible for you. You, the one who stays up late, putting in extra hours of studying just to pass the class. You, the one who's working two jobs to make ends meet. One who's putting extra hours, extra reps in the gym because they believe that their strength is a gift worth sharing with others. Imagine producing the greatest work you've ever produced because it came from your heart. That's the calling. And I know you know it's deep within you. I know you hear it, but I don't know if you'll answer. That part is entirely up to you.
I'm gonna be real with you. Your family's not going to understand it. The people in your hometown aren't going to support you. And no one's gonna believe in you until you have something to show for it. That's just how it is. So when you start, do it for yourself.
Be f***ing great. Put the time in to learn the skills. Put the skills into practice and make a commitment to becoming so good that all your peers say, that's the fucker, that's the best. And if you can do that, no matter where you are, no matter if you're cooking French fries, no matter if you're managing the restaurant, no matter if you own 1,000 restaurants, no matter if you created the fucking brand, you cannot be stopped.
All winners have got depressed. All winners have been heartbroken. All winners have been disappointed. But they kept moving forward. That's the only reason they're winners. Nobody has just winning all the time. Nobody does.
Do you feel defeated that you can never achieve what you want? It's so hard to achieve. Whatever I put my mind to, I try hard, but it doesn't work. Do you ever have those conversations? Well, you're telling yourself that it's over. You're telling these stories to yourself that you can't achieve this. Inside of your mind, you haven't decided what you really want. You're confused. So it's time for you to find clarity on what do you really want. Do you want this to work? Then all your statements, all your chatters should be about making it happen.
I think the greatest fear you face is yourself, because you know, we all have dreams, and it's very scary sometimes to accept the dream that you have. And it's scarier still to say, okay, I want that. It's scary because you're afraid that if you put your heart and soul into it and you fail, then how are you going to feel about yourself? So being fearless means putting yourself out there and going for it. No matter what, go for it. Not for anybody else, but for yourself.
That's what it takes. To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought.
You don't start things and not finish. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish.
Remember this, you can't just quit.
We finish everything. You start it, finish it.
If you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen.
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off. Say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
What the f*** is your life? Are you happy with it?
See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die. But our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever. But it's gotta be built right. And we gotta take advantage of the time we have right now.
What have you done with your life to make it something else besides the normality of everybody else? The intake, the outtake of what you call life is nothing more than time. And unless done something with, it's forgotten about. There's no footprint of your existence left for anyone else to follow.
What happens is you have all these voices, and this could be hard, but for some reason, you put so much practice into you that you can ignore every one of them that are telling you you're not gonna make it and still be able to make it. Because you have put the practice in that you know this is the process. It's such a daunting task that all the voices are saying no. But you still have the conviction that I know I can do this.
They don't realize that they still hold the pen. There's thousands of empty pages still in that book that they can rewrite that story. But we have to let go of the pages that others have written in our book and realize we got this pen. And we can start writing how the story looks from this day forward.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.